Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have gradually clearing skies in the mid to upper 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper teens. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 20s. As we head into Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies, even warmer temperatures around 50. Right now, it's 19.
Boss Motors in Marysville, proudly serving as your Ford dealer for 80 years. Built tough Ford trucks and cars with innovative design, technology, safety, and performance. Ford offers what customers want most. Plus service after the sale. Pre-owned units available too. At Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Union Pacific Railroad says an employee died in a train-related incident in western Kansas this past weekend. Spokeswoman Hannah Bolt said the employee died Sunday night in Oakley, the county seat of Logan County. Union Pacific said no other details were available immediately because the investigation into the death is ongoing. A Kansas judge has ruled that the state cannot block telemedicine abortions. The ruling on Monday from District Judge Franklin Thies will allow women to continue getting abortion pills from a Wichita clinic without having doctors there and will permit the clinic to offer the pills to women in rural areas. The judge ruled that a law against telemedicine abortion set to take effect this month has no legal force. And Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport recorded its biggest November ever as far as flights departing. Mid-America Network News.
Genuine starts at Schmidt & Sons. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. There's one easy way to keep your AGCO equipment productive all year. That's with genuine preventive maintenance parts from AGCO. Whether it's a combine, tractor, hay products, tillage, or planting equipment, by using genuine AGCO replacement parts, you get the promise of maximum performance and increased uptime. Did you know you can purchase the parts you need for the upcoming year and have no payments and no interest charge for 180 days with a minimum order of $1,000? With an AGCO Plus charge card, it's just that simple, and we can help you with the application. You can always use those preventive maintenance parts like oil, filters, DEF, batteries, ground engaging parts, just to name a few. This is a super program. Come to Schmidt & Sons in Winfield or Mount Hope and take advantage of the program, or find us on the web at schmidtinc.com.
Just for turning on the charm with a tractor in each arm, down at Schmidt & Sons.
The state's largest city amassed more murders this year than any other year in the past 20 years, with self-defense killings fueling the increase. The Wichita Eagle reports that at least 43 people died by homicide in Wichita in 2018, up 5 from 2017. Wichita police say the 5-person surge can be attributed to self-defense killings, which increased by 5 from 3 to 8. The new year is starting out great for someone who bought a Powerball ticket in Kansas. The Kansas Lottery said Monday that someone in South Central Kansas bought a $1 million Powerball ticket for Saturday's Powerball drawing. The winning ticket numbers were 12, 42, 51, 53, and 62. And weather forecasters for the Sunflower State say today marks the beginning of somewhat of a warm-up. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. More online retailers are planning to collect Nebraska sales tax starting in this new year, so residents might see their totals rise a bit when they check out. Yesterday was the deadline for larger online retailers to start collecting sales taxes from Nebraska residents, although some sites, including Amazon, had already previously started doing so. The state of Nebraska putting on three free ice fishing clinics this month. Nebraska Game and Parks Commission says two of the workshops will be held on ice in Lincoln and Kearney if there's enough ice. The third workshop will be held in a classroom. The first event planned for January 12th at Lincoln's Holmes Lake. The second event will be held January 20th at Fort Kearney State Recreation Area's Lake No. 6 near Kearney. You can find more information at the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission website. Mid-America Network News.
Genuine starts at Schmidt & Sons. This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons. There's one easy way to keep your AGCO equipment productive all year. That's with genuine preventive maintenance parts from AGCO. Whether it's a combine, tractor, hay products, tillage, or planting equipment, by using genuine AGCO replacement parts, you get the promise of maximum performance and increased uptime. Did you know you can purchase the parts you need for the upcoming year and have no payments and no interest charge for 180 days with a minimum order of $1,000? With an AGCO Plus charge card, it's just that simple, and we can help you with the application. You can always use those preventive maintenance parts like oil, filters, depth, batteries, ground engaging parts, just to name a few. This is a super program. Come to Schmidt & Sons in Winfield or Mount Hope and take advantage of the program, or find us on the web at schmidtinc.com.
Just for turning on the charm with a tractor in each arm, down at Schmidt & Sons.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Sarah Moyer. As 2018 concludes, K-State Research and Extension looks back on highlights from the previous year. Agricultural services and education were extended in greater demand, some in part to the status of the farm economy. Other initiatives with youth development, water challenges, and more were active among programs. K-State Director for Extension, Greg Hadley, says the cooperative service will always have work to do.
I think it was a good one for extension overall in Kansas. When you think about our whole goal of going out and helping people help themselves by providing the education that's needed to improve their lives, livelihoods, and communities, myself and our extension professionals, you just can't get a better job than working here. So it's always a good year in extension.
Hadley explains some impacts of an important piece of legislation, the 2018 Farm Bill.
What does the Farm Bill have to do with extension? Well, we get our federal dollars distributed to both the land-grant universities and extension from the Farm Bill. The other issue is that we need to help educate producers on the changes in the Farm Bill. And this year, the legislature, they made extension the home for FNEP and SNAP-Ed programs throughout the United States. We have always been the focus of SNAP education here in Kansas, but I think it says something about the confidence that the federal legislature has in extension to make SNAP-Ed's home in extension.
Hadley also looks forward to what is expected for extension in 2019.
There will be at least one new extension district forming this next year. Hopefully there will be more. The key is that our society is not getting any less complex. And we need to have specialized agents, we need to have our specialists, and we need to have them available to the communities where they're needed. And so that's always going to involve some changes here, some changes there, but the end game here is to make sure an educator and a Kansan is able to link up together so that we can provide the education that's needed for that person to improve their lives.
That was K-State Director for Extension, Greg Hadley, reviewing highlights from the previous year and looking ahead to what the future holds for the state program. I'm Sarah Moyer with Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Christine M. Livingston, age 80, of Greenleaf, passed away December 21st. Graveside and Interment Service, Thursday at 1 p.m. at Kansas Veterans Cemetery, Fort Riley. Terry Christie, Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Christine Livingston. Lawrence Lou Tegmeyer, age 95, of Lewiston, passed away December 23rd. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ near Steiner. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. At the Griffiths Hubendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Tegmeyer. Fern E. Kutchel, age 95, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Burn, Kansas Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Fern Kutchel. Dale G. Daniels, age 90, of Key Largo, Florida, formerly of Vermilion, passed away December 17th. A memorial and celebration of life service is planned Saturday, May 18th, 11 a.m. at the Vermilion United Methodist Church, interment in the Vermilion Cemetery. Again, the memorial and celebration of life is Saturday, May 18th, Popkiss Mortuary of Sabetha, in charge of arrangements for Dale Daniels. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken bacon pasta, garlic bread, salad, and peaches. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, wheat roll, peas and carrots, and pears. KNDY News time is 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a high-pressure system that will be moving in across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing us some dry weather as we head through the day tonight, all the way through the end of the week, and even into the weekend. We really don't have any chances for precipitation. We've been seeing some pretty chilly temperatures, but the good news is we're definitely going to see a nice warm-up as we head towards the end of the week, continuing into the weekend. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, we'll have clearing skies, 36. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 15. Tonight, clear skies, upper teens. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 40s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For Thursday night, mostly clear in the lower 20s. As into Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see highs around 50. Friday night, mostly clear, low of 26. As we head into Saturday, we'll have sunny skies in the lower 50s. And Saturday night, mostly clear, Sunday sunny. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early January, 39, record high on this date, 67 in 2005. The average low, 20, and the record low is 20 below zero in 1974. Sunset this evening at 5:11, sunrise in the morning at 7:42. Clear skies, 17 degrees ahead of sunrise, a chilly start. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday. It's the 2nd of January, 2019. KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Well, I know you're not looking to give away your trash, but if you've got some treasures you're looking to sell, trade, or even give away, then listen to KNDY AM 1570 Monday through Friday from 9:35 to 10 o'clock and call Party Line at 562-2361. You may even hear a polka or two. Party Line on KNDY, inspiring Northeast Kansas for decades.
New Year's Day meant bowl action across the nation and curtains for Urban Meyer. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A sweet beginning to 2019 for the University of Texas. The 15th-ranked Longhorns upsetting number 5 Georgia in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. From ABC Sports, This is Rich Cantu. A sweet beginning to 2019 for the University of Texas. Number 15 Longhorns upsetting fifth-ranked Georgia in the Sugar Bowl at New Orleans.
Ellinger out of the gun. Feeling some heat. Him a tuck and run at the 10. At the 5. Ellinger across the goal line. His second touchdown of the night.
On ESPN Radio, Texas QB Sam Ellinger rushed for 3 touchdowns as the Longhorns downed the Bulldogs 28-21. And earlier on New Year's Day, a dominant first half gave Ohio State the win over Washington in the Rose Bowl. Dwayne Haskins tossed 3 TDs for the Buckeyes. They won 28-23 in Urban Meyer's final game as head coach. And what was the longest active winning streak in college football is over as UCF lost for the first time since 2016, falling to LSU in the Fiesta Bowl 40-32. Some sad news as Tyler Trent, the 20-year-old Purdue superfan, passed away Tuesday from a rare form of bone cancer. In a tweet, Purdue quarterback David Blau calling Trent an inspiration. NBA, the Trailblazers came out on top after overtime in Sacramento, downing the Kings 113-108.
Willard defended by Fox. Now goes to his left where he's double-teamed. Now steps back, fades away, 22-footer is good! Damian!
On KPOJ, 25 points for Damian Lillard, while Yusuf Nurkic scored 24 and grabbed 23 rebounds. College hardboards, Shamori Pond scored 26 as unranked St. John stunned number 16 Marquette.
Will he shoot over him?
Yes, he will again, and he scores again! Shamori Pond!
On St. John's Radio, 89-69, the final. And hockey, the Bruins topped the Blackhawks 4-2 in the NHL Winter Classic at Notre Dame. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
College basketball action tonight. Kansas State pregame at 7, tip-off at 8 on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7:30, tip-off at 8 on FM 95.5.
K-State fans, Saturday, January 5th is Dollar Night at Bramlage Coliseum as your K-State women's basketball starts conference play against the Oklahoma Sooners. All ticket and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Performing at halftime will be legendary halftime performer Red Panda. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your dollar tickets today. Go Cats!
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Happy New Year. The EPA recently released a list of updated data on several small refiner hardship waivers filed under the Renewable Fuel Standard. 7 new waivers have been filed for the 2018 compliance year. 1 new petition for 2017 compliance also been added to the list. Of all the waivers that were filed between November 10th and December 18th, as of December 18th, the EPA received 22 waiver requests for the 2018 compliance year. That's up from the petitions that were filed between November 10th and November 18th. For 2017, EPA received a total of 37 small refinery petitions, up from 36 it received by November 10th. The agency approved 29 petitions so far, 7 currently pending, 1 declared ineligible or withdrawn. The 29 petitions that have been approved so far have exempted roughly 1.46 billion renewable identification numbers, keeping just over 13.6 billion gallons of gasoline and diesel from meeting the RFS blending targets. A coalition of ethanol-related groups recently filed a lawsuit against the EPA over the small refiner waivers. Brian Jennings of the American Coalition of Ethanol says the coalition believes the EPA is abusing that hardship waiver. President Trump and his advisors are said to be considering canceling NAFTA to help push the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement through Congress. If the move gets made, it may present Congress with a hard choice to make. Mark Short, former White House Director of Legislative Affairs, says it would be that he withdraws from NAFTA even before the USMCA ratification gets to Congress. There'd be the high possibility of that, yes, he says. If the U.S. does end up withdrawing from NAFTA, it would take 6 months to go into effect. That gives Congress a deadline of 6 months to either approve the USMCA or have tariffs slapped about $1.3 billion worth of goods traded between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. For AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Of course, the markets were closed on New Year's Day. And we'll be back in business today, beginning at the open at 8:30. Corn futures ended the final day of 2018 fractionally mixed on year-end position squaring. The nearby continuous chart shows corn up 6.9% for the year. And, of course, as we pointed out, markets were closed on New Year's Day. March corn closed at $3.75, down a half a cent on December 31st, and May corn was down a quarter cent at 383. Soybean futures settled Monday with fractional losses to round out the year. Front month continuous chart, soybeans were down 7.28%. Soy meal was down $2.70 a ton, with soy oil up 3 points. January soybeans closed at 882.5, down a quarter cent. March beans down a half a cent at 895. Taking a look at the wheat markets, wheat futures posted losses of 7 to 8 and a quarter cents, with most winter wheat contracts on Monday. Minneapolis was down as much as 2 cents. On the year, Chicago wheat was up 17.86%. Kansas City was up 14.39%. Minneapolis wheat was down on the year. March, Chicago wheat closed at 503 and a quarter, down 8.5 cents. Kansas City wheat was at 488 and three quarters, down 7.25 cents at the end of the day on Monday. Live cattle futures closed Monday with contracts mixed. December closed up 72 at 124.80. February was down 30 at 123.87. January feeder cattle down 22 cents at 148.85. March feeders were down 12.5 at 146.75. Lean hog futures were steady to 57.5 cents higher on Monday. February hogs closed up 32 at 60.97, while April hogs were up 57.5 at 67.07. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
For decades, white planters have earned a reputation for boosting yields and profits. Now they've taken a quantum leap forward with the addition of precision planting, world-renowned technology. This is Leroy, the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons. Did you know that precision planting technology is fully integrated into your equipment straight from the factory? Right now, you can demo the 9800 VE Series planter, which takes the trusted systems white planters have used for years and combines them with precision planting's innovations for an even higher level of performance. It's all designed to give you more speed so you can plant faster while still getting the seed exactly where it needs to be. More accuracy, one seed per space, and seed spacing consistent across the entire width of the planter, and higher yields with real-time data to help you make better decisions. White planters and precision planting. We've combined two proven brands into one fantastic value. Find out more at Schmidt & Sons, your white planter dealer, located in Mount Hope and Winfield, or check us out on the web at schmidtinc.com.
Time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Let's talk about the underappreciated dairy cow. You might say utterly underappreciated dairy cow. After this.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
The dairy cow is underappreciated. So says Austin Allred. And he ought to know. He milks about 6,000 cows at his central Washington dairy called Royal Dairy. That's where his cows and their digestive systems are a powerful tool in an astonishing process that creates bio-rich soil and clean irrigation water while cutting down on greenhouse gases. That's because as much as Royal Dairy cares about what goes into the cows, their operation is equally concerned about what comes out of them, other than milk. Before becoming exclusively a dairy farmer, he was a crop farmer, too. He used to grow potatoes and apples and cherries, and now he uses that knowledge and those connections to other crop farmers to ensure that his herd gets an optimized diet. Their feed comes from a variety of sources, everything from corn and alfalfa to grape leftovers from winemaking. Sometimes those lucky cows even get French fries as a treat, as there is a nearby potato processing plant. Allred says a cow's digestive system is able to equalize those ingredients into nutrients that enrich soil in a way that the uneaten products, if composted, would not. He says those cows are able to take all those different starches and fats and sugars and essentially pull the glove off, describing how the animals break down the tough fibers and macronutrients so that time and weather don't have to. He says there's not technology even remotely close to being able to do that, as advanced as we are. He says we can't come close to what the cow's gut can do, not only to produce milk, but also to produce plant food. The cow does all the hard work transforming those proteins and sugars into nitrogen, phosphate, and organic matter. Well, not that Allred doesn't do hard work, too. Me and his crew, again, they have 6,000 cows. But his job, as he puts it, his responsibility, is to extract that chemical goodness that cows offer in an energy-efficient manner with as little waste as possible to give plants a powerhouse meal that charges up their growth. So how does the farm turn stinky cow manure into clean irrigation water? Well, it's basically how the earth works, but we'll find out more tomorrow. Back after this.
There will be a land auction, 312 acres, more or less, Marshall County farmland, well located southeast of Frankfort, for the Kennedy Trust on Wednesday, January 9th. 125 crop acres are enrolled in PLC and have alternately been planted to wheat, milo, and soybeans. The balance is grass, hay ground, waterway, and timber. Property is served by rural water and includes one energy-free waterer and one pond. This provides an opportunity to buy a good stock farm with the possibility of more crop acres for crop, grazing, and hunting. For inspection and details, contact Joe Horrigan Realty and Auction, 785-250-5148. Complete sale bill is listed online at jhorrigan.com. The property is located 4 miles south of Frankfort on Highway 99 to Zenith Road, then a half mile east, located on the north side of Zenith Road. 312 acres, including 125 acres cropland, selling for the Kennedy Trust. Wednesday, January 9th, at the American Legion in Frankfort, sale begins at 10 a.m. Sale conducted by Joe Horrigan Realty and Auction, proudly serving Northeast Kansas since 1982.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:30 from KNDY. 17 degrees, chilly start to our day. 37 forecast high with sunshine along the way. Winds are light favoring the south this morning.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. News from Shocker Nation tweeted out on Monday that former Wichita State Shocker Chance Moore says he has transferred to Washington State. 2 weeks ago, Wichita State announced that Moore had left the team and planned on transferring. The tweet Moore put out said, "Committed 100% to Washington State. Want to thank Coach Kent and the staff for allowing me the opportunity." Moore only saw 20 minutes of game action this year, scoring a total of 3 points. K-State Wildcats football announced last week that new coach Chris Kleiman has announced 3 more names to his inaugural coaching staff. Friday, Kleiman said Ted Monachino, Brian Anderson, and Van Malone have all been hired for the 2019 season. Monachino will be the defensive coordinator and coach the linebackers. Anderson working with running backs. Malone will coach the cornerbacks. Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on February the 18th, 19th and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
At 102 years old, Hattie Long finally made it to a KU basketball game. She's been a lifelong fan, just has never made it to a game in person. KWCH-TV reports Coach Bill Self and the team sent her an autographed photo 2 years ago for her 100th birthday. Saturday, she had a chance to give the team a shout-out in person as she and her grandson finally made it to the historic stadium. The team welcomed her and her grandson Dan into their locker room after their 87-63 win over Eastern Michigan. The Jayhawks are back in action tonight as they'll meet up with the Oklahoma Sooners. Tip-off in that matchup set for 7 o'clock this evening. K-State Wildcats also in action this evening. They're playing the Texas Longhorns. Wichita State Shockers take to the road this week. They'll be headed to Memphis for a matchup tomorrow night with an 8:30 tip-off against the Memphis Tigers. Mid-America Network Sports.
College basketball action tonight. Kansas State pregame at 7, tip-off at 8 on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7:30, tip-off at 8 on FM 95.5.
Winter landscapes don't have to be colorless and dull. We will share advice on adding a winter effect to your lawn and garden on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the whole world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practice daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 2nd, the second day of the year. Science fiction writer Isaac Asimov was born on this day, which fans have adopted as National Science Fiction Day. If your backyard landscape is dull and featureless in the winter months, think about adding plants that provide color and texture even when they're dormant. Evergreens can provide interesting color varieties from rich greens to pale blues. Many produce bright red berries that hang on long into winter. Shrubs with colorful stems like yellow or red twig dogwood stand out against a snowy background, and the bark of black cherry trees or paper bark maples are always a dominant feature against the washed out shades of the season. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. If you have a question for the Old Farmer, ask it online anytime at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Ain't gotta say a word, misery loves company. That's why it's you and me buying each other drinks back at the bar, thick as thieves. Stealing these little sips, doing our best to make the best of the worst of it. Keep playing them songs, keep singing along. Your phone like I've been checking mine. Nobody's ex texting for a rewind. Looks like it's just me and you. Fall in love just enough to get us through what we're getting through. Keep playing them songs, keep singing along, keep leaning it on and closer. Keep salting the rim, getting even with her. Can't remember what enough to get us through what we're getting through. Keep playing them songs, keep singing along.